As we talk about to mask or not to mask, Dr. Fauci says CDC mask guidance for the vaccinated necessary for controlling the spread of the virus.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated.
And to talk a little bit more about what's happening in D.C. on this, as the Capitol Police have now been ordered to arrest staff and visitors not wearing masks, its political strategist and founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA, a nonprofit to protect freedom and national security, Ashley Smith-Thomas, is back with us. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hope you had a good weekend. Glad to have you back. So we're going to get heavy-handed now in some areas. Arrests, really?
Yes, which is really interesting to see what has been happening here the past few days and what's been coming out of Washington, D.C. But on Wednesday, July 28th, the Capitol Police released a memo stating that due to the CDC issuing new guidelines that all individuals, vaccinated and unvaccinated alike, should wear a mask in indoor spaces to reduce the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. And Congresswoman Kat Kamak, who is a Republican from Florida, posted on Twitter an image of the memo that the Capitol Police have released as key Republican lawmakers are protesting this new mandate there on the House floor and on the House side. And in the memo, it states that based on the information, the Office of Attending Physicians, the OAP, advises that Congress follow the CDC's guidance to require mask wearing in interior spaces in order to reduce COVID. And in that, they go further to talk about that enforcing the mask policy, they cannot arrest members of Congress, but anyone who fails to comply with the request to wear a mask will be reported to the sergeant at arms. Then they go one step further and says that if a visitor or staff member fails to wear a mask after a request is made to do so, the visitor or staff shall be denied entry into the House office building or the House side of the U.S. Capitol. And any person who fails to either comply or leave the premises after being asked to do so would be subject to an arrest for unlawful entry according to D.C. Code subsection 22-3302. Wow. And so they're taking it now one step further by enforcing that the staff and visitors comply or they will be arrested.
How do the police feel about this at the Capitol?
Representative Kamak had posted on social media and she had shared with Fox News that a lot of the police that she had spoken with are very uncomfortable with this new directive, as she describes it as being tyrannical. So the question is, and I know a lot of representatives, as I was looking on social media, just kind of watching what they're saying, what they're doing, a lot of the Republican lawmakers are upset with what Nancy Pelosi is doing because they're actually blaming Nancy Pelosi for this. However, what's interesting is she doesn't have the power to control the Capitol Police. So then the question becomes, then who gave the directive? Was it indeed Nancy Pelosi who gave this order, or did it come from the sergeant at arms, or did it come from then the Capitol physician in which he recommended the enforcement and Nancy completely agreed? But it's just interesting to see where this mandate or why this mandate is being enforced and who did this come from, because right now Republican lawmakers are blaming Nancy Pelosi, saying that this is her.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You know, who says? I mean, is Nancy Pelosi now King Pelosi? Whatever she says goes. Yeah, I want to know who has said that this is something that can be, as far as, you know, carried out and executed, it's okay to do. Arrest them if they disagree and cause a problem. Is this the chief of police, I guess, for Capitol Police, or is a congressional vote needed? I mean, who's in charge of making that decision?
So it's clearly the chief of police. So the chief of police, Thomas Manger, had signed this memo. And so it's interesting to just see all the dynamics of what's taking place here. Bottom line is the fact that this is a mandate. It is not law. So the fact that this is not law, they should not be able to arrest people, and people should have the right to decide whether they want to wear a mask or whether they don't want to wear a mask.
Well, I certainly understand that they cannot do. You know, I understand businesses saying, look, put a mask on or don't come in here. I get that. I understand that, you know, there's been a lot of pushback, and so far the courts have ruled in favor of business owners, including corporations, that it could end up being a condition of employment. But as far as local retail businesses, you know, if the owner decides they want a mask on people coming in, that's their prerogative. But when it comes to government entities, I would imagine this will probably be tested as well at some point. Ashley, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate you. Ashley Smith-Thomas, interesting development there.